Pub Team General Knowledge Quiz is brought to you by Rafoe Hardware and Grain Company. We have all the answers to your home, building or farm needs. Welcome to Top Pub Team, a general knowledge quiz contested between 16 pubs and hotels here in the Northwest. Asking the questions, Billy Patterson.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome. Well, we have teams from Donegal, Derry and Tyrone. No doubt the competition will be tight as our four stalwarts play to uphold the honour of their local place of refreshment. The format is the same as last year when we played Top Team. Six rounds of team questions, two rounds of individual questions, a total of eight rounds, eight questions per round. The referee, scorekeeper and timekeeper, who will ding the bell, is Donal Kavanagh, and here he is with the rules of the contest.
There are 2 points for a correct answer to each team question. If the team gets it wrong, it will be thrown over to the other team, who will get 1 point if they answer the question correctly. We can only accept the first answer, and the answers must be given by the team captain on behalf of the team. The individual questions are also worth 2 points, but will not be passed over. 10 seconds is allowed to consider each answer, and in the event of a tie at the end of the contest, the two captains will play against one another in a sudden-death playoff to determine a winner.
Thank you, Donald. Well, there you are. Clare's mud, fellas. Well, the two teams facing one another across the table this evening are the Fir Trees Hotel Strabane against the Station House Hotel in Letterkenny. Playing for the Fir Trees are Sean McIntyre, who will be the captain, Joe Hegarty, Mickey Murphy and Mario McLaughlin. Representing the Station House are Charlie McGarvey, who will be the captain, Alistair McKinney, Brian Blake and John Pollock. Well, we tossed a coin earlier to see who would start, and the Fir Trees won the toss but elected to go second. So, that means the Station House Hotel get the first question. So, gentlemen, best of luck, and off we go. Station House, for what is Frank Lloyd Wright famous?
Architecture.
Architecture is correct for 2 points. Fir Trees. What does the M stand for in the name of the writer Louisa M. Alcott?
We're going to go for Mary.
Throw it over to the others for 1 point.
May.
May is correct. May is correct. Now, Station House, what is the common name for solidified carbon dioxide?
Dry ice.
Dry ice is correct for 2 points. Fir Trees. Who was Hitler's Minister of Propaganda? Who was Hitler's Minister of Propaganda? Need an answer, chaps?
Goebbels.
That is close enough. Actually, that's a place in Scotland, it's very close. So I can't really throw it over. Goebbels. Goebbels is the answer. Yes, that's okay for 2 points. Station House Hotel. Whose fatal attraction to Glenn Close cost him dear?
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas is correct for 2 points. Fir Trees. Steven Spielberg won his first Oscar as the director of which film? Spielberg's first Oscar as the director of which film?
We'll go with The Color Purple.
Throw it over for 1 point to the others.
War Horse?
The answer, gentlemen, is Schindler's List, so neither got it right. Now, Station House Hotel, according to Napoleon, what does an army march on?
A stomach.
It does, marches on its stomach for 2 points. And Fir Trees Hotel, of which country is Jutland a part? J-U-T-L-A-N-D.
Denmark.
Denmark is correct for 2 points. So that's the first round over. 8 questions, and Donal will have a score for us.
After the first round, the Station House Hotel Letterkenny have 9 points. The Fir Trees Hotel in Strabane have 4 points.
No harm, chaps. Plenty of time to catch up. Here we go with round two. Team questions again. Station House Hotel. If a violinist is playing pizzicato, what's he doing?
He's plucking.
Plucking what, his ears?
plucking the
violin. He is. He's, right, he's plucking the strings. That's correct for 2 points. Fir Trees Hotel. What's the legal term for telling lies under oath? If you're telling lies in court, you're guilty of?
Perjury.
Perjury is correct for 2 points. Now, Station House Hotel, what was a sup with camel?
An aeroplane?
It was indeed an old World War One job. Now, Fir Trees Hotel, what is a dactylogram? Dactylogram. D-A-C-T-Y-L-O-G-R-A-M. Dactylogram. Lots of muttering and head scratching. Time, gentlemen, please.
Not sure.
Don't know. Not sure. We'll throw it over to the others for 1 point.
Fingerprinting?
It is a fingerprint. Yeah. Yes, a dactylogram is a fingerprint. Now, Station House Hotel, back to you. Larry Adler was famous for playing which instrument?
Harmonica.
Harmonica is correct for 2 points. Fir Trees Hotel. In the Frost Report, John Cleese was upper class, Ronnie Barker was middle class, and who was working class?
Ronnie Corbett.
He was indeed, for 2 points. Who had Station House Hotel a flagship called Victory?
Nelson.
Nelson did indeed. And Fir Tree's last question in this round. In broadcasting, what does CNN stand for? CNN.
Cable Network News.
I'm going to give it to you. It's Cable News Network, but it's, you had the three words. Not necessarily in the right order, but that's close enough for me, OK? Right, we've had 2 rounds. Donal.
And after the first 2 rounds, Billy, Station House Hotel, Letterkenny, once again, 9 points. They're on a cumulative total of 18. The Fir Trees Hotel in Strabane, 6 points. Their total is 10.
Right, six in it. Plenty of rounds to go. A lot of questions ahead. Third round, team questions, gentlemen. Station House Hotel. Which Dutch river is also the name of a beer?
Amstel.
Amstel is correct. Should have got that. Pub teams. Right. Fir Trees, what was Glenn Miller's signature tune? No. Glenn Miller's signature tune.
We're going to go with Chattin' to Choo Choo.
Sorry, we'll throw it over for 1 point.
In the Mood.
Wrong. His signature tune, gentlemen, was Moonlight Serenade. Okay. Now, Station House Hotel. Who retired as the undefeated heavyweight champion, boxing champion of the world? He retired undefeated.
Rocky Marciano?
He did indeed for 2 points. Fir Trees Hotel. In Pride and Prejudice, what's the name of Jane Austen's heroine? In Pride and Prejudice, what is the name of Jane Austen's heroine?
Don't know.
Don't know. Throw it over for 1 point to the Station House. No Jane Austen fans here, I see. Any good?
No.
No answer. Okay, the answer is Elizabeth Bennet. Did you not watch the series with Mr. Darcy and Elizabeth Bennet? Anyway. Station House Hotel, what is the Pentateuch? What is the Pentateuch?
The first 5 books of the Old Testament.
That'll do it. First 5 books of the Bible. Now, Fir Trees Hotel, Strabane. What is the Russian word for a citadel? What's the Russian word for a citadel? All the word we know. The citadel. Answer, please.
We don't know that one either, do we?
Not?
Doing well here?
No, you're doing beautifully.
Kremlin?
Kremlin. The Kremlin. So that's 1 point bonus for a Station House Hotel. Now, your own question, Station House Hotel. What was the name of the first cloned sheep?
Dolly.
Dolly is correct for 2 points. And for Fir Trees Hotel, where in London is the Lutein Bell? The Lutein Bell. L-U-T-I-N-E.
In Lloyd's?
In Lloyd's of London it is. So we've finished three rounds.
Well, in that round, Billy, Station House Hotel Letterkenny scored 9 points and the Fir Trees in Strabane scored 2. And the cumulative score is now Station House Hotel 27, the Fir Trees Hotel 12.
Bit of catching up to do, lads. A bit of catching up to do. Right. This is the individual, first individual round, okay? So we're going to start with Station House Hotel. And we're going to ask your team all the questions first. Which film centre, Charlie, this is you. Which film centre is known as Tinseltown? You Hollywood. Only. Hollywood, did you say?
Yeah, Hollywood, yeah.
That's correct. Now, Alistair, who played the lead in The African Queen when David Niven turned it down?
Humphrey Bogart.
He did, for 2 points. And Brian, who played the baddie in The Silence of the Lambs?
Welsh.
The fellow with the mask. Need an answer, Brian?
Can't think of his name.
Can't remember? Anthony Hopkins. And John, which Apollo mission was the subject of a movie starring Tom Hanks?
Apollo 11.
Apollo 13. Apollo 13, John. You've opened the door to the Fir Trees. Here they go. Right, Sean, your first question is, Rupert Everett starred in The Madness of which king?
King George.
He did, for 2 points. And Joe, which king was a successful ape?
King Kong?
Yes. 2 points. King Kong. Now, Mickey, which Hugh Grant and Julia Roberts film set in London featured the song She? Hugh Grant, Julia Roberts, set in London. Name of the film, please.
Notting Hill.
Notting Hill is correct. 2 points. Mario, which 1980s film had the hit song Take My Breath Away?
Top Gun.
Top Gun is correct for 2 points. So that's the end of the first individual round. And at the end of that round...
At the end of that round, Billy, the Station House Hotel Letterkenny scored 4 and the Fir Trees Hotel Strabane scored 8. The totals now, Station House Hotel still in the lead, 31, Fir Trees on 20.
That's okay. Right, here we go with the second round. And just before we do, just to remind you that this quiz is sponsored by Rafoe Hardware and Grain Company, the people with the answers to all your farm, home or building questions. Thank you, Rafoe Hardware. Here we go. Second half of the quiz, Station House Hotel. First question. Hearts and Hibs. This is all soccer, by the way. Mm-hmm. Hearts and Hibs come from which Scottish city?
Edinburgh.
Correct for 2 points. Alistair for Station House. What colour is the home strip of Everton and Chelsea?
Blue.
Blue is correct. Brian, which lane is Spurs' home ground? Which lane is...
White Hart Lane.
White Hart Lane is correct. And John, which Billy was Northern Ireland manager through the 80s?
Billy O'Neill.
Billy Bingham. Billy Bingham. So over to Fir Trees Hotel for their individual questions. Sean, the Stadium of Light is home to which Portuguese club? The Stadium of Light.
Benfica.
Benfica is correct for 2 points. And Joe, what colour is the Welsh national team strip? The Welsh soccer team.
I'd say probably red.
Red is correct. That's correct. Mickey, which Scottish boss died of a heart attack during a match against Wales?
Jockstein.
Jockstein did indeed. And Mario, Peter Schmeichel played for which country?
Denmark.
Denmark is correct for 2 points. So you'll be glad to know that the individual rounds, gentlemen, are fait accompli. Back to the team rounds, but before that, Donald.
And after that second individual round, I believe the Station House Hotel Letterkenny scored 6 points. The Fairtrees Hotel Strabane scored 8 points. The cumulative score is Station House Hotel 37, Fairtrees Hotel 28.
Okay, lads, you're catching up. Mr. Ban, let's go back to the team questions and it's Station House Hotel first. Who was the second man to set foot on the moon?
Buzz Aldrin.
Buzz Aldrin is correct for 2 points. Fairtrees, what is a peruke? P-E-R-U-K-E. A peruke. A lot of head wagging going on here.
We'll go for a fish.
It is not a fish. We'll throw it over to Station House Hotel for 1 point. But you need to answer quickly, fellas. Your time is up. No?
Board?
No, it's a wig. It's a wig, gentlemen. Trying to give you a clue there, talking about shaking your head. Right. Station House Hotel. In golf, whose nickname is the Great White Shark?
Greg Norman.
Greg Norman is correct. Fairtrees Hotel, in which golf tournament does the winner get a green jacket?
The Masters, Augusta Masters.
That be the United States Masters, it is indeed. Station House Hotel, who played Billie Holiday in the film Lady Sings the Blues? Who played Billie Holiday in the film Lady Sings the Blues? A lot of head wanging and discussion going on. This should be on TV. Gentlemen, answer please.
Audrey Hepburn.
Pass it over to the other side for 1 point. No?
No, no good.
Okay. Diana Ross, gentlemen, is the answer. Diana Ross. Now, Fairtrees, your own question. What was the name of Acker Bilk's jazz band? Acker Bilk and the Acker Bilk's jazz band.
The Blue Notes?
No, not the Blue Notes. Throw it over to the other team for 1 point.
Sorry?
I need an answer, chaps, quickly.
No, I don't know.
Okay. It's the Paramount jazz band. Acker Bilk and the Paramount jazz band. Lots of head wanging. They're not old enough to remember all these fellas, okay? Right. Station House Hotel. Where in the body is the humerus? The humerus.
The arm.
The upper arm, that'll do me. And what is the proper name, Fairtrees Hotel, for the breastbone?
The sternum.
The sternum is correct for 2 points. So we have 2 rounds to go. And at the end of that particular round...
In that round, I believe the Station House Hotel that are... He scored 6 points and the Fairtrees Hotel Strabane scored 4. The total is now Station House Letterkenny on 43, Fairtrees Strabane on 32.
Mm-hmm. Right, 2 rounds to go. Let's see what happens. Eyes down, look in, here we go. Station House. From which language is Afrikaans derived?
Dutch.
Dutch is correct for 2 points. Fairtrees Hotel Strabane. Which Moroccan city gave its name to a famous film?
Casablanca.
Casablanca is correct for 2 points. Station House Hotel. On a boat or ship, what is a painter? P-A-I-N-T-E-R. A painter. On a boat or a ship. Deafening silence from my left.
A flag?
It is not a flag. I'll throw it over for 1 point to Fairtrees.
A sail?
It's not a sail either, chaps. It's a rope. Common or garden rope. You tie up with a painter. But anyway. Okay. Now, your own question, Fairtrees. Which country used to have a coin known as a bawbee? B-A-W-B-E-E. A bawbee.
India?
Throw it over to the other side.
Scotland?
Scotland is correct. A bawbee. A wee bawbee. Some Scottish song if the word comes into it. Right. Now, Station House Hotel. In medieval times, What did a chandler make?
No, no, wait.
A chandler. It means a maker of what?
Candles?
Candles is correct for 2 points. Fir trees in geometry. What is meant by concentric? Concentric.
It gets smaller. Something gets smaller.
It doesn't get smaller, no. I'll throw it over for 1 point to the station house.
Having the same centre?
Having the same centre, concentric. Yep, that's right. That was a bonus point. Now, your own question, Station House Hotel. Which garden tree with yellow flowers has poisonous seeds? Which garden tree, yellow flowers, has poisonous seeds? Head wagging all round. Answer, please.
Poinsettia?
Not poinsettia. Throw it over. No joy?
No, no,
no. No joy. Laburnum, gentlemen. Laburnum is that one with the big drooping yellow old one. The poisonous just blazes. Right. And your own question, Fir Trees Hotel. Which tree produces keys? K-E-Y-S. Keys. The fruit of the tree is known as keys or a key. No,
Dan. Not sure, don't
know. Who? Don't know? No. Don't even stab a guess at it? Okay. Throw it over to the other side. We must have an answer quickly, chaps.
Acorn? Oak tree?
No. No. The answer is the ash. Do you ever notice a bunch of fruit hanging from the ash? There are keys and like the sycamore little wings. One round to go, and Donald.
And in that round, Billy, the Station House Hotel Letterkenny scored 6 points and the Fir Trees Instra Band scored 2. The totals now, the Fir Trees Hotel with the Station House Letterkenny on 49 and the Fir Trees Hotel on 34.
Going to be hard to catch up, fellas, with just one round to go, but let's do it. Now, Station House Hotel, how many tusks does a warthog have? A warthog.
Four?
Four is correct. Was that an inspired guess or did you know, Charlie?
Educated guess.
Educated guess, right. Fir Trees Hotel. What can be seen from Earth only once every 76 years?
Halley's Comet.
Correct for 2 points, Halley's Comet. Now, Station House Hotel. E equals MC squared. Einstein's quotation, equation, I mean. What does the M stand for?
Mass.
Mass is correct. Right, boys, over here, right? Fir Trees Hotel. Where are the Tivoli Gardens? T-I-V-O-L-I. The Tivoli Gardens are in... City, which city?
Rome.
Not in Rome, gentlemen. Station House.
Copenhagen.
Copenhagen is correct for 1 point. Now, your own question, Station House Hotel. Which Bond movie featured a shell-collecting lady in a bikini?
The Doctor No.
Absolutely right. Do you know the lady?
No, Ursula. Ursula.
Don't we all? Right. Fir Trees Hotel.
Is that a bonus point?
No. I'm sorry, you don't need it.
Fir Trees Hotel. Who was Perry Mason's secretary? What was her name?
Oh, yeah. Della Street.
Della Street is correct for 2 points. And the second, your last question, Station House Hotel. What organ of the body secretes insulin?
Pancreas?
Pancreas is correct for 2 points. And the Fir Trees Hotel, what does the Aurora Australis also called? The Aurora...
The Southern Lights.
The Southern Lights is absolutely correct for 2 points. That is the end of the competition, gentlemen. And the score, Donald.
And after that round, Billy, the Station House Hotel Letterkenny scored 9 points and the Fairtrees Hotel Strabane scored 6 points. The final scores this evening, the Station House Hotel Letterkenny on 58, the Fairtrees Hotel Strabane on 40.
Well, gentlemen, congratulations to the Station House Hotel, who will get through to the next round, this being a knockout competition. Well done, gentlemen. Thank you for taking part and commiserations. But these guys just have the edge on you this time. So just after 9 o'clock, the 9 o'clock news next Sunday night, tune in again to hear the Travellers Inn in Milford do battle with Nora's Bar in Kilmacrenan. So from the teams representing the Fairtrees Hotel Strabane, the Station House Hotel in Letterkenny, and from Donald Kavanagh, and from myself, Billy Patterson, and for Canis Wilson for engineering, good evening.
Top Pub Team General Knowledge Quiz was brought to you by Rafoe Hardware and Grain Company, the people with the answers to your home, farming or building questions.